thing that messes me up is I do most of my teaching with B flat and that minor third, because, and plus I spend more time with the F ones, so that's another. Low G. C mezzo piano. Upper fourth to the F. Upper fourth to the F. Piano. Two, three, and four, and. Okay, nice job. Some really impressive stuff with your sight reading, because the Hey Baby thing you hadn't looked at before. You didn't have a lot of time to look at the Riverdance thing. All that stuff. The parade music is way better than it's been the last couple of rehearsals. So the work that you put in is really evident, and the work that you put in here is really evident with the 2 hours. It goes by really fast. I'm sorry I kept you over tonight, but it was a lot of fun. You know, when you're this focused and you come here ready to play, it's a lot of fun working with this line. So you've done great work tonight. Thank you, and I'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, I'll just make it quick. I think I heard Donnie going over the schedule. This whole event on Saturday sort of been like a moving target because of getting different information from Gene O'Brien as to certain things, and it's been a little confusing. But under the revised schedule, I'd like to see if everybody could be at the stadium like 12:45. And, you know, we can park at the Stop and Shop. It is a half a mile down the street. If you can find something closer, good luck. But he did ask us specifically to try to stay away from the stadium because they got 10 cores coming. You know how congested it is. They get 10 cores with buses and tractors and trailers and trucks and everything else. So it's going to be really crazy around the stadium. So if you can park at the Stop and Shop, it would probably be more ideal for the entire situation. Gene O'Brien wanted us to just watch the Sunrisers' last run through. In return, we get the use of the field. So we can actually go out and do some run-throughs for about an hour. We will have shuttle buses then taking us to the beginning of the parade route, probably somewhere in the vicinity of 2:15. And they're closing the streets down at 2:30. If you know anything about Malden or Everett in that area, if they close the streets down in Everett, that screws everything up for about 10 miles all the way around. So we should be leaving there about 2:15. And when we get to the stadium, say 2:30, 2:45, that should give us some time to either play a little or relax or whatever. So, and the parade is only 1 mile long. It'll be one of the shorter parades we've ever done. So, yes.
What are we wearing for the parade? Is it the regular pants and the golf shirt?
Well, wearing the regular ones. Yeah, we don't have enough polos at this point for everybody.
So
we've ordered a lot more because we know we have people here that don't have them. We also ordered some for the people that might be doing the North End with us, I believe.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be wearing the regular ones, okay, and go from there. So, thank you.
Question.
Remember, if anyone wants tickets, I still have a few left. From what I understand, the place should be, it's going to be really sold out, I believe, on, I guess he was ordering more tickets or something, so it should be really a good crowd.
Can I get the whole streets back up?
Jerry.
Give it to me.
For anybody that brought their hat, I drilled them out there back there. I don't know where Jimmy Galvin is. Don't have any